the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. The goal, of course, is for you to stay well. This is a passionate show. We're going to bring you a lot of great information today. And it's a show that will help you take control of your genes so you can live healthy. Joe is not here today. Bridget isn't here. Gary Ginsburg will be here in the second hour. So let's set the table and let you know what's happening today. We're going to talk initially about what your skirt size at age 20 says about your risk of cancer. We'll then talk about why only 5 behaviors make you younger and substantially younger, but why only 1% of Swedes and 4% of Americans are doing those 5 behaviors. We'll then talk a little more about the news before we get into the interview at the bottom of the hour with Al Vernacchio for Goodness Sex. For Goodness Sex, changing the way we talk to teens about sexuality, values, and health. He teaches a course on sexuality to seniors in high school, has written this very interesting book on how to talk to your children, how we should talk to one another about sex. We have a tip at the end of the hour as well, the anti-cancer shot that saves your life. The second hour, for those of you who get the second hour, we're in 2 hours. The second hour will also go with News of the Week and then the Environmental News of the Week with Gary Ginsburg, and then more about Sheriff Don and how he's getting his do-over, as well as some stuff about stress and why you shouldn't sweat the small stuff. And then we're going to end again with a tip of the week, why you can keep neti pot safe. That is, how to keep your neti pot safe so that it helps you do better. The first story, of course, was that skirt size. This is an interesting one. By the way, I'll take any questions you send in. So we're up for questions today, and we have a bunch already on the email line, so I thank you for those. But anytime you send questions in, feel free to send them in, because it's at udocs@gmail.com, or just log on, if you will. The log on is email us at udocs, udocs@gmail.com, or call in, 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. The first question relates to our book, and I'm going to save this. It's from Evelyn Q in Syracuse. It says, "This is really embarrassing, but I'm obsessed with hooking up. I'm out on the town night after night. I'm miserable if I have to go home alone and miserable when I don't. How do I stop?" That's sex addiction. And so we'll talk to our author, Al Vernacchio, about what he would answer Evelyn Q in Syracuse. And there are a lot of other questions as well. This one is on vitamin D, and I'll take that in a few seconds. But anytime you want to email in, feel free to email in at udocs@gmail.com. I'll try and keep an eye on that, as well as 877-711-5211. The first story was on increasing skirt size and what that means to your breast cancer risk. This was a study of 93,000 women who were enrolled in a British database for cancer screening. And you can guess they enrolled between 2005 to 2010. They asked them about their skirt size at age 25. The average skirt size in Great Britain was 8. The average at age 64 was a 10. and 3 out of 4 women reported increased skirt sizes. The risk of breast cancer increased 77% if the skirt size went up 2 sizes every 10 years from 25 until they were past menopause. Put another way, for each size increase every 10 years, the 5-year risk of developing breast cancer after menopause rose from 1 in 61 to 1 in 51. So it went up substantially. And why is this? Well, the woman provided information about height and weight, so body mass index could be calculated. But they also gave other information about breast cancer risk, fertility, family history of breast or ovarian cancer, reproductive information, along with did they use hormonal birth control pills or hormonal replacement therapy. None of that mattered as much as what changed with their skirt size. So they were asked about general health, and during the time of the study, which was, I think, 6 years, during this 6-year period, a little over 1,000 of the 93,000 women developed breast cancer, and the conclusion was skirt size served as a proxy for abdominal weight gain, and the investigators found it was a better predictor than anything else for the increased risk of breast cancer that we have. People are less likely to think about how to fudge it. They don't fudge their weight, etc. They don't fudge their clothing size as well as they do their weight. So it was thought that this is a pretty reliable indicator of abdominal obesity. What's the main message here, if you will, is that if we get abdominally fat, that increases inflammation. And so keeping your abdomen flat, and you measure your abdomen, obviously you can do it with skirt size. Guys can't do it with belt size. Guys have been wearing the same belt since their high school days. They haven't changed at all. They just lower it down a little bit and let the abdomen hang over it if they gain abdominal weight. In fact, there's something called tight pants syndrome. It's because they've used the same belt size, they just tighten it more, or it's relatively more tighter if they gain weight, which means that the tightness cramps their abdominal nerves, their nerves that lead out of their abdomen into their legs, and they get pain. And the cure for this is a very easy emergency room cure. That is, you undo the belt, you debuckle the belt, and they get a cure of their leg pain. So that's a common syndrome for guys. It's called the Texas belt syndrome. I guess because the guys in Texas developed it or diagnosed it first, or because maybe in Texas they get bigger bellies and they just let them hang over. In any case, abdominal girth for women is easily measured by skirt size. So for every size increase after age 25, there's a 33% increase in breast cancer risk. Two skirt sizes it's 33% compounded, so it's actually 71%. So skirt size is very important, and fat is for breasts. Now, this comes into the second study that I want to report on today. And the second study is a large Swedish study. And this follows the Nurses' Health Study, and it follows data from our own Dr. Cadwell Esselstyn Jr. And it is healthy lifestyle behaviors predict 80% of heart attacks. Was a study of 20,700 Swedish men who were 45 to 79 years old in 1997. They've been followed for 12 years to 2009. And there were 5 behaviors that determined their health 12 years later. When we come back, we'll talk about those 5 behaviors and how many of them did it. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You can email us anytime, udocs@gmail.com, or call us 877-711-5211. I need you to call or email today because I'm all alone.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
Breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer deaths among women in the United States. Better screening and treatment have contributed to a decline in breast cancer deaths. However, not all women have benefited equally from these improvements. Black women have the highest death rate from breast cancer compared to any other racial or ethnic group. We can all help reduce deaths from breast cancer. Healthcare professionals can ensure that women get the tests and treatment they need on time. Patient navigators can help guide women through the healthcare system so they get the care they need. Women need to educate themselves about breast cancer and talk to their healthcare provider about how to reduce their risk. The full benefit of breast cancer screening is achieved when every woman receives adequate screening, timely follow-up, and high-quality treatment. Learn more at www.cdc.gov/vital signs.